Philadelphia game one, really excellent special teams unit led by a lot of guys. First and foremost, Darren Sproles. I mean, he's a dynamic player. I think he finished third in the league last year in punt returns, had a couple touchdowns. When he gets the ball, I mean, he's kind of a human joystick a little bit. He can makes people miss out in open space, still has the speed and breaks tackles. So we have our work cut out for us right there. And then, you know, they have some great cover players in Maragos and Brayman. And a lot of their core players have been together there for about 3 years. So they play real well. So that'll be a challenge to our guys. But we're keeping the focus on our players. Trying to get them better and prepare them for this first game so we can go out there and play well. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
Chris, who's going to return Jason Punk for you?
Well, the new guy that Atkinson and Duke will be back there as our kick returners. And then at the punt returners, Tremont and Corey Coleman, those guys will be back there. And so we'll be locked and loaded.
You think you would use all four of those guys?
We'll see how it goes.
Your thoughts of, you know, Andy leaves in a trade, a little bit of time goes by, and then you end up with Colquitt.
Oh, really excited to have Britton here. I mean, obviously he's an established, proven player in this league, and to have a guy of his skill set punting for us, I think that's definitely going to help us. So we're looking forward and glad he's on our team.
Was it kind of a relief? I mean, you lose a three-time Pro Bowl punter who set Browns records last year. You've spoken so highly of him. Was it kind of a relief to end up with a proven guy after a little bit of time had passed?
Well, I think we're fortunate to be able to get him. Andy Lee, obviously, good punter, and wish him all the best. But we want Britton and plan on Britton to have a great career here with the Browns and have a great season with us. And, you know, to have an established guy like that, sure, it does relieve you a little bit. But at the same time, we got to do a good job with our cover units because when you're facing a guy like Sproles, you got your work cut out for you. You know, he attacks things. He's been very accurate in practice, in games. He plays a little bit chip on his shoulder, and I mean that in a good way. And so I'm excited to watch him play in this first game here.
Have you had many kickers with a chip on their shoulder?
You know, and I say that from standpoint, you know, he's coming back from a knee injury. He's worked his way back. He's earned this opportunity. And he understands that nothing's given, everything is earned. And I got a lot of respect for people that do that. So looking forward to watching him play.
I know you've had to do it before with other guys, but is it tough taking a guy like Atkinson in 1 week and getting him kind of up to speed on being your returner?
Well, no. I mean, he's a guy that I remember writing him up coming out of Notre Dame as a returner. And then obviously kind of following him. And, you know, he had a nice long touchdown run there and against Seattle in the last preseason game. You know, he's a guy that has a lot of the traits that we're looking for, you know, and we're still kind of getting to know each other a little bit, but he's been excellent. Everything is advertised, so, you know, we're going through the process, and I expect him to play well. Well, I think we're, you know, Tank Carter. You know, Captain Forrest has done a nice job, and he's always been a steady hand for us. Don Jones is playing at a high level with regards to getting down there and being disruptive, and we need him to continue to do those things. And then you're going to start getting into some guys that are a little bit untested, but yet I'm excited about watching them go. You know, we've had them for a long time, you know, through OTAs and you know, training camp and those type of things. So now it's time to put the work to the test. You know, the Kindreds of the world, Schoberts, Alexanders, you know, those younger players. But I think that they're good football players. So we'll be ready to roll.
This is the new touchback rule change how you can start your return guys to approach kick returns?
I think it does. I think just from the standpoint of, you know, because there's a lot of other factors with regards to when you want to take opportunities to bring the ball out and when you want to keep it in. And sometimes the kick return phase is going to affect other phases in the game, whether it be punt return, and those type of things. So I think that all goes into it. You didn't used to have those debates. You used to just say, hey, let's bring this thing out and go. Now you have more parameters, and I think that changes on a weekly basis of whether you're going to keep it in, whether you're going to bring it out, what your matchups are, what you think of all those things. So it has changed things, and I think it's made it more fun.
One of the reasons that they put in that role is, they're just seeing, and we've talked about it for years, it just seems that the league has been trending toward trying to limit those kickoff returns because, they're citing the danger involved in that play. But do you think that this new rule might actually do the exact opposite because it's added so much strategy into that play now?
I think it will. I think I do. I think that all special teams coordinators are anticipating shorter, higher kicks to where you put that returner in a tough bind. If it's too deep, you always would bring that thing out. But now if it's over a 4 second hang and it's really up there, you're going, oh boy, do I even attempt to bring this one out? It's just the risk reward type thing. Studies show that actually you have a higher percentage of scoring a touchdown from the 22-yard line if you start your drive at the 22 as opposed to the 25. And I'm sure so everyone automatically says, well, the 25-yard line, you should automatically take it there because you have a better chance of scoring. Actually, you really do not, statistically. That's neither here nor there. But I just think that's what everyone thinks. Well, the ball's farther, you're probably going to score. That's really not the truth.
What else makes him a special returner, and how impressive is it that he's 33 and still doing it this well?
He's built very compactly, so he's able to break tackles. He's a risk taker. I mean, you'll see him. He'll field the ball inside the 10-yard line there. I mean, so you're always having to go down and cover. He's not he's a smart returner. Just doesn't fair catch automatically. If you're in the pooch area, like I say, he's not going to weigh fair catch, and now your gunners have to be aware that now he can possibly block you to keep you away from downing the ball on the 2-yard line. All those little things that he's done through his whole career, it has us on high alert. There's no question about him. Got a lot of respect for him. Good football player.
Yeah.